93.5, 1590 WAKR. We're 17 minutes in front of 7 o'clock, and you're hearing a lot about drones now being used in warfare, whether it be Iran, NATO, the United States, Israel, and you can go on and on. But now there is also a revolving threat in the United States pertaining to use of drones, that is, in law enforcement across the country. There's sensors, and they're able to utilize these drones for your protection, or sometimes people are using these, the bad guys. It's a growing concern, not only in warfare, but also a growing concern across the United States in regards to drones. And kind enough to join us this morning talking about drones and this evolving security threat is Tim Dimoff, President, CEO of Sachs Investigative Services. And Tim, certainly drones have a lot of positive things, as I was just talking about, but also the growing concern when you talk about security threats, whether it be nationally or sometimes even in neighborhoods and cities.
Yeah, Ray, that's exactly right. And like anything else, every time some new technology or some new invention, something, is created, the good guys are going to use it for positive reasons, and the bad guys are going to use it for negative reasons to their advantage. And drones right now, in my opinion, and our research at Sachs Consulting and Security Services, we're constantly researching what's the cutting edge, what's the advantage, disadvantage, and what's going on in our world of criminology. But right now, my opinion and our opinion from many of our professionals at Sachs Consulting is that drones are the fastest evolving security threat right now in the United States.
So let's expand that thought, and then I want to get into the positive use of drones inside inner cities and fighting crime. But talk about that threat and what makes them so difficult to defend against. Tim, go down that road for us.
Well, the technology of the drones obviously can be controlled from a short distance. It can be controlled from an immediate distance, but it also can be controlled from a far distance. So being able to track down where the control is first one of the biggest problems in the United States. And ironically, right now, law enforcement has no legal ability to take out or bring down a drone in the United States. The only legal authority they have is to arrest the pilot of the drone. So we're going to need some legislation and more clarity on, you know, what are we going to be able to do to physically defend different things that are going on with the drones.
And unfortunately, Tim, also in doing some research on this over the weekend leading up to our conversation, this also plays into the hands and the strengths a lot in the modern day criminal who has grown up, quote, playing video games and doing these type of things on their monitors and their television sets for the last 10 to 12 years. And if they turn, quote, to the dark side, it gives them an upper hand on how to maneuver and how to manipulate these drones in their favor.
Yeah, absolutely, Ray. You're right on target. I'll give you a great example. The prisons are having problems with people on the outside, criminals, having drones fly over open areas, recreational areas, outside areas of prisons. And these drones can carry everything from a crude weapon to drugs. And the drones fly over. The prisoner knows exactly what time it's going to happen. And the drone flies over and drops down contraband and drugs and money and different things to these prisoners. So there's just one good example. Drug dealers are using drones to deliver certain amounts of drugs, or to use drones for surveillance to try and look at a much larger area from up in the sky to see if where they're doing their drug deals and deliveries is safe. So this is just the tip of the iceberg for the criminals.
With us is Tim Dimoff, President CEO of Zacks Investigative Services with us. Tim, on the positive side, let's get into law enforcement, where networks of these drones can be used for us for protection, whether it be at large venues, stadiums, ballparks, concerts, major places. Drones can really work for the positive. So talk about how you've seen that side working in favor of all of us.
Yes, and we are able to use it in a very positive way. Let's take the Super Bowl as an example, an Ohio State football game or whatever. You know, the drones can be up in the air, and they are up in the air, and they can be looking for all sorts of things. They can be looking for suspicious activity down, around, outside the stadiums, in the stadiums. They can have different types of sensors on them to detect other things. I mean, it's just A to Z what these drones can do. But they're using drones to protect key hotels, CEOs, residences, data centers, everything. The police are also using it for SWAT operations. Instead of sending officers inside a building or around an area and put them in danger, we can send drones in, and they can look around and they can find and see, you know, what's going on. Or they could go before the SWAT team enters and have really serious, very valuable information. When someone is lost now, say in a wooded area, a large area, you can use the drones up in the air with heat sensors, and they can, instead of having, you know, 36 people looking for a person on foot, you can have a drone be looking for someone and using the thermal search sensors to help find missing persons. And this has been extremely well used already. So police departments are now starting to create drone reaction to different things that are going on. As a phone call comes in, they can send a drone to that area to size up how bad is the accident, you know, how bad's the fire. Fire departments can use drones to go above the buildings instead of having a ladder and someone, you know, having to crawl up a ladder and put them in danger. So we really have a lot of very, very good positive use today, and it's going to expand.
Tim, let me ask you this in regards to that positive story about drones. I mean, specific training, what type of officers, are they technicians? Who is commanding these drones, and has this opened up another sector of law enforcement? Take us down that road, please.
Well, most young people today, you know, growing up, you know, with video games and with technology, and that's been their world. Those young men and women now coming on to police departments that are in their 20s, early 30s, this is a comfortable area for them. And the police departments, every level, federal, state, and local, are going to be hiring people that have these skills. And those people are going to be assigned. They're going to have a drone office at police departments, and all those people are going to do is work with those dispatchers, sending drones out ahead of time to look and canvas the situation, whether it's a tractor trailer accident, or whether, you know, it's a fire, whether it's a robbery and there's a car that was seen. I mean, this is going to be very important. And one other area, Ray, that you're going to hear a word, a new word called de-drone. And de-drone is there's going to be more and more use of what we call electronic or drone networks, meaning there will be sensors at special events that will be going on. It will be a network of sensors that will be present at an event. And let's go back to Super Bowl. There's already a network of sensors around, above, and beyond the Super Bowl location. Those sensors, that network, will detect any type of drone signal coming in or coming, you know, within a half a mile of that situation or that event. So we're going to know ahead of time. And then, you know, we're going to Star Wars, where you can have another drone or another contraption of sort that can take out the drone. They can take them out with lasers and other things. So we're really getting into some really unique advantages and disadvantages.
Tim Demoff, President, CEO, Sachs Investigative Services. A little on the concerning side, but a little bit of education, intel into the world of drones and in law enforcement and the concerns from law enforcement. Tim, my friend, thanks for the visit and certainly the education and the intel, man. Always appreciate you making time for me on the morning show. Thanks, my friend.
Thank you, Ray. And we want to keep the good guys ahead of the bad guys, and we're still on track.